Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfin' Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
Howdy, 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 y'all. Kim, are you out there catching a wave?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
It's Wish on Wednesday, and today our charitable organization that we are making donation to is Extreme Unity, and you can find them on Instagram at xtreme.unity. They are a fun, fit, fabulous children's organization promoting holiday. They had a huge holiday toy drive, but they're making school healthy, promoting fit kids, healthy lifestyle, unity and fitness together, fitness and wellness for our children, our future. So please take a look at them on extreme.unity and see if you would like to be a part of their charitable organization. I also know they do tennis shoes for kids, so they're always organizing fun outdoor activity for movement and motion and momentum for our children's and schools. So that's an awesome organization. Extreme Unity is our Wish on Wednesday. And so today we're going to, today we're going to talk about, of course, momentum, movement, miracle in the timing. And I'm always like, get moving. But favorite things, been in the music studio the last 2 weeks, been working on book projects, got a book coming out spring break, got an album coming out spring break, so just work. But want to talk about constant forward motion, and progress is not linear, it's exponential. So branching out in all kinds of positivity and growth, music is something that moves me in such a way, and I'm always like, give your children the gift of music, give people the gift of music. It's a gift that'll last the lifetime. But I know you've got some good news about some upcoming events in music, so tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, when you told me about the topic for today, I was looking at inspirational music.
Yeah.
And one of my most favorite songs is Whitney Houston, I Look to You.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it's just one of those, like, gives me cold chills every time. And you know how your mind just goes down rabbit holes. And it reminded me that last week, the list of the 2020 class inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Whitney Houston is finally getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yay.
So that just, you know how one thing leads to another.
Yep.
So I had to, of course, go listen to my favorite Whitney song. But also on this list is the Doobie Brothers. Now, I'm going to totally date myself here.
That's okay.
I'm a child of the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad loved the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald.
Yep.
And for Christmas, Trent got us tickets to go see the Doobie Brothers on their 50th anniversary tour, which I know totally dates us, but we're going to get to go see. I'm finally going to get to see Michael McDonald.
Oh, and I'm going to say this.
So
that's so awesome. And I kept putting off going to see the Eagles, and then we lost one of them. We lost one of them. And so don't put it off. If you're going to go, like, go. And so there's like so many people that I want to see. And I, I went and saw the Righteous Brothers in Las Vegas, and I'm so glad I did. I've been going to go see Neil Diamond, and I've been going to go, but I, we got to get back into
Elton John.
Yeah,
I got Elton John when he came to Sacramento. I'm kicking myself.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, so we've got to get in there. So, but music is just something that brings unity all around the world, and I always think I'm always eager to see who's going to win at the Grammys. And we've got the Grammys coming Sunday, so we'll have to talk about that next week. Who's going to take it all home at the Grammys? I know Billy Ray Cyrus. I know Dolly Parton. I know they're in several categories. I've been so busy in the studio writing music and so busy trying to make my book deadlines that I haven't really got to take a look at the Grammys. But down there in Moon House Studios in Austin, where I would work, they headed up the Grammys for about 7 years. And I got a back behind the scenes view. They literally work the entire year to put on Grammy night. So next week we'll kind of do our little talk and takeover of what occurred at the Grammys. But I'm excited, and I shared a little bit with you. I've just been in the studio with a talent pool that is beyond comprehension. So it's exciting that we've got a fabulous keyboard player from Memphis, and she travels with Conway West. And then, of course, one of our backup singers is Grammy nominee for Lion King with Beyonce. So it's just next level. That's about all I can say. But talking about forward and positive momentum and growth, you know, not only being just growth is not linear, growth is exponential. And what slows us down in life is our adoption curve. And it makes me think of the Saturday Night live skit that they used to do, and it would be like lowered expectations. You know, do you remember that funny skit they used to do, lowered expectations? Yeah. And it's like when you want to get comfortable and lower your expectations. And it's funny, I was pitching a little children's songs yesterday, and because I'm doing some children's music and some storytelling music and some historical music. So I've really been trying to branch out and do some creative growth. But the adoption curve is our lack of willingness to warm up to new growth and new ideas and changes. And we as humans, we have a tendency to resist change, and this slows down our adoption curve. And so we actually have a built-in defense system that makes us not want to change. And one thing that I can speak truth about is I do not really embrace and like technology, and you know this, and it's my dream to just not ever carry a cell phone and have one of my personal assistants come and get me when there's an urgent matter. And urgent matter would mean, you know, there's a hurricane coming and we need to pack our bag and take shelter. Like, I just want to be out there doing my thing, you know, in my flower garden or writing music or walking on the beach. And I do not want to be chained to technology, the computer, you know, social media. But it's like my inability to change and my lack of adaptation to change has absolutely held me back. And then you just get to where, when you're growing new businesses and you're doing new things, you basically just have to roll with it. So, you know, I think it was Aristotle that said, we are what we repeatedly do, and excellence, therefore, is not an act, it's a habit. So that's, yeah, that rings home. And, you know, and I'm always saying, it's not what you did yesterday or 3 days ago. It's what you're dealing with today is what you did 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago, and 3 years ago. And so it's like, make it a habit. And so we make everything personal to where we are in life at any given moment. So we're constantly making choices. And I was in the studio yesterday, and I was like, I brought in like 4 or 5 bottles of water, and I drank them. And so I went out and got me a Sprite out of the vending machine. And yeah. Oh, and I hadn't had a Sprite in like, oh my gosh, months and months and months because about 2.5 years ago, I took myself off of liquid cane sugar with some carbonation added, I call it. But I love Sprite. I love to drink, you know, oh, I love to drink pop. We call it pop. We call it our Cokes in Oklahoma, where you and I are from. But I love it, and I'm, like, so addicted to it. And that, I just want you to know, that Sprite was, like, liquid gold. I was sitting there sipping on a Sprite and thinking, this, and I was saying, oh, this is so good. It's like liquid gold, and we were laughing about
it. It's more like crack in your veins.
No, I love it. And so
it's it's your thing.
It's my thing. I love Sprite. And I thought, but it's my daily decision to not drink carbonated beverage that makes me healthier and feel better. But now if I could just, you know, I'm working on coming off of sugar, and I can't believe it, but I've been pretty good. I've come off of cheese, and I love cheese, and like all these things just make me feel better. And none of that's bad for you. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, what makes you feel better and feel like your body operates more on. But to have a constant forward motion, some things that help us are eliminating distraction, eliminating the negativity, you know, go big, then go small. Thinking the big picture goal is made up of several small pieces. I love that. Go big, then go small. So you've got your big picture goal, and that's made up of several small pieces, just like a puzzle. And then once you realized your big picture goal, well, then it's time to break it into small, achievable steps, your puzzle pieces. And then you're working to move closer to achieve your master plan. And so that's a great way to look at that, because I'm putting so many projects together right now. And, you know, make a plan. And we're talking about make the plan, know the plan, follow the plan, work the plan, and then use the 3R systems for habit formation. And these are reminder, routine, and reward. And each one works with the other. So your reminder, you know, when you want to cultivate your new habits and improve on the old ones, and you first must work on reminding yourself to add this to your routine regularly. And then when people are, you know, kind of getting in the way of your self-control or your willpower, you know, you got to go back to home base and know that you're setting yourself up for a routine and a daily habit. And in that routine, you're taking control of the action, and you're following through with the reminder. And then the reward is how you feel in your new habit and the benefits of your routine. And so, like me, I just follow my feel good as far as my health and my fitness goes. And, you know, it was basic things like keeping a food journal and, you know, and kind of seeing what my allergic reactions were to, because I'm crazy, silly, allergic to a lot of things. But the reward is that new habit and the benefits of your new routine, and how you feel better, how you're happier, how maybe you're better organized. Ha ha ha. That's a great one for me. Getting better organized. And then whatever reward that may be, your encouragement to keep going into that habit. But you're going to implementation of your intentions, you know, and implement your intentions into a strategy that'll help you reach your goals through the intentionality and the consistency of that implementation. But choose your habits prudently, because we first make our habits, and then our habits make us. So that's really good. And then your life is the sum of your habits, and your happiness is the result of your habits, and your level of success is also a result of your habits. And we need to think about going the extra mile. Be definite of the purpose to go the extra mile. Everything else, you know, is going to fall into place. And so you'll remember we were taught about the little things, you know, and I think of that Oak Ridge Boys song, "Baby, it's the little things that make me love you so." Everybody can take the broad stripes, but are you articulate enough? Are you disciplined enough to go back and do the little things? And you know, when we were back and playing ball, it was like our goal was to have under 5 turnovers as a team per game, because at the end of the game, pretty simple math, whoever scored the most points per quarter And whoever had the fewest turnovers per game probably was going to be the winner, right? And so it was the little
Right.
things like not getting silly turnovers, you know, not getting a silly foul, not putting the, if you're going to get a foul, make it count. I mean, make it count if you're going to get, and, you know, and not getting them into a 1-1 free throw situation early in the game. And sidebar, talking about basketball, who's number one in college basketball right now? Sick'em, Baylor Bears. Let's talk about that. Baylor Bears are number one in men's college basketball. So that is great. And they just went to a bowl game. So Baylor's, you know, when my kids started at Baylor, they were national champions. They went through some challenging times and like to see, what do I say? If you come back, if you've won, and then you've had the setback, if you come back, you truly are a winner. So I'm sorry, I had to take a moment and brag on my Baylor Bears. But going the extra mile, be definite of purpose and go the extra mile, and everything else will fall into place. And so it's like the little things and paying attention. Know what you want. Have a plan, and if that plan fails, have extreme adaptability and confidence in yourself to quickly try another plan. So, you know, improvement in mental growth and physical skill is key. And, you know, and that gives you protection in your current position at your workplace, and it sets you up for promotion. So, you know, it also makes you more appealing and noticeable to others, and it develops your personal initiative. So all of those are great habits. And, you know, it talks about, we're talking about your success and moving forward and positive momentum. And, you know, where's your pot of gold? What are you willing to do to, you know, to find it? And so you and I are having a little fun, and my habit is I call you when I'm driving up the 405, and I've usually got 20, 30 minutes on the 405, and we kind of kick the ball back and forth. And today we were being silly and fun, and I'm glad nobody was listening to us, but we were talking about, you know, our dream place and our dream home. You know, I always say personalize it, and, you know, where do you want your dream home, and, you know, and what would that entail? And, you know, get a picture, buy a picture, you know, buy something that you're going to take to your dream home, but start feeling it, you know, start walking it, start basking in your vision, and, you know, and write these things down. And so in your 2020 vision and in your 2020 goals, to get to your pot of goals, to get to your riches, you know, try to bask yourself in richness of knowledge, be rich in adventure. Can't believe it. My phone's ringing. I try to tell these people, do not call me. Do not call me when I'm on the air. It makes my phone make noises. Be rich in knowledge. Be rich in adventure. Messes my notes up too. Be rich in your present. Be present. Be rich in laughter. Rich in your family, rich in health, rich in peace, and rich in love. So that's really good. Inspire people. You are inspiring people. Know that in your forward momentum and in your growth of self, you're inspiring people who are pretending that they're not even watching you. But trust me, they are. We want to, you know, stay positive and let go of the... Let go of trying to please everyone. Let go of any negative self.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
When you're a pleaser and a fixer.
Yeah.
That one is tough.
When you're a pleaser.
But it has to happen.
Yeah, that has
you know,
to happen.
You got to do it. If you're going to have growth and you're going to move forward, you've got to quit that.
Yeah,
and
quit.
It's tough.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm not so much a pleaser as I am a fixer. And then I get sucked into fixing things in a cycle. So I have to like, you have to make strong boundaries, keep your circle small. So eliminate any negative people, persons, or things, any negative triggers, you know, that come into your circle, keeping your circle small and positive, let go of the past. Move on for forward momentum. I always say that's why they made the rear view mirror very small and the windshield very big. It's like a 90% larger ratio for the windshield than it is the rear view mirror. Living, loving, learning, and letting go. It's behind you. And I got a good country song in the making, and it has to do with red dirt roads and dust in the taillights. And, you know, and there ain't no looking back. And you and I know about red dirt roads because we are from red dirt country. We need to.
We've seen a little red clay in our life.
We, yes, we have. And you need to let go of fearing change. Do not fear the change. And it's in that unlimited, it's in that unlimited exponentiality that anything can happen. And that's letting go. That's jumping out of the nest and really trying to fly. And then here we go. Number five. Don't overthink
it. Can I interrupt for a second?
You sure can.
Okay. So you're talking about letting go.
Moving
forward.
Yep.
And this last week was a big week in our family. And I know it might not agree with a lot of people, but my daughter and her boyfriend moved in together. They've been together for almost 5 years, and he moved to Reno to be with Sierra, and she's in her last semester of college. And Jabin, her boyfriend, has never lived anywhere else but the room that he lived in his whole life, 20
wow.
years.
Wow.
He lived in the same room.
At home.
Same house in the hospital. At home. Same room. Never moved. Never lived in another room his whole life. And Sierra had been really kind of wrapped up in her own head about this whole move. And everything had to be, you know, just right. And she was obsessing about silly things. And her OCD was in high gear. And then she just had to stop and pause because she was raised so differently. She was raised like a gypsy. We have lived literally from coast to coast.
And we rodeo, so we are gypsies. Yeah.
Newport Beach, California to Poughkeepsie, New York.
Yeah.
And lots of places in between. And Sierra's just used to moving, adapting, adjusting. You know, that's just been her life. Oh, we're going to be here in 11 months. Oh, nope, we're only going to be here 9. And then we're off to the next job. And you know, when you work in the construction world, that's, you know, you work yourself out of the job all the time. And that's what Trent did. And she had to really take a pause to the fact that, you know, change is tough for people, especially those that have never had any change. And Jabin was one of them, but he took it really, really well. He's been really excited about the move and he's officially there. They moved in this weekend. And he's officially a Nevada resident now.
Yay.
And he's really excited about it. But I just had to throw that in there. It's so interesting because they couldn't be more opposite in that way, in that she's a gypsy and is ready for change all the time. She doesn't faze her. And Jabin's never had change.
And it's scary. But it's also exciting. And I always say, how big is your fishbowl? How big is your fish tank? Because, you know, if you live in the ocean, you can be a whale. But if you live in a gallon fishbowl, well, then you're going to be an itty-bitty goldfish. And you're just going to swish around and fan your tail and bat your eyes and maybe say, look at me, look at me. And you're a really big deal in that little one-gallon fish tank. But, you know, get out there in the big world. It's scary. And, you know, big fish eat the little fish. So that's why it's good to be in shape and have extreme adaptability and be in wonderful shape so you can, you know, maybe sometimes outrun them. And we talked about today, we laughed and we said, It's a good thing no one's listening to us, because we were dream weaving and talking about our vision boards and talking about write it down, get some mental pictures, in your mind. And it's your everyday focus, of what you're, whatever you ardently desire, enthusiastically act upon, vividly imagine will inevitably come to pass. And I just live by that. And so, you get what you focus on, so focus on what you want. It's very important to focus on what you want. And I said this just this last week to one of my family members, and I really wasn't schooling on him or anything. I was just saying, I am on a mission. I mean, I'm gonna keep my circle so tight. I'm gonna laser radar in on my goals. I'm going to be fierce with my aim and execution. I am, stacking the deck in my favor, work, work, working like an ant underground in an ant hill, trying to build a new business and a few other projects. And I'm just not going to be around negative energy. Not going to let anybody suck my energy, not distract me. And that has to come with strong boundaries, strong boundaries. And then here we go. You said break those habits of being a fixer and a pleaser. But, let's talk a little bit about karma in your growth and your momentum forward. And, you've all heard what goes around comes around. Keep your circle positive. Continuously thinking good thoughts, speaking good words, and doing good deeds. And, fixed versus growth mindset. So, intelligence is something that you have or don't have. With a fixed mindset, you're avoiding talking, you're avoiding taking challenges, you quit or give up easily, you are highly self-critical, you see effort as pointless, you disregard criticism, and you resent the success of others. Intelligence is something you are able to develop. With growth mindset, you are able to embrace any challenge, never, never give up. Practice self-compassion, see effort as a journey, learn from all experiences, and at least hear people's criticism, and you can take or leave it, and be inspired by other successes. So life has no remote to you, so get up and change yourself. I like that. That's really good.
Amen.
Life has no remote connected to you, so get up and change yourself. When you build it in silence, they won't know what to attack. That's good. So I always say, full penny bank don't make no noise. So might want to keep it quiet till you get there. So the problem a lot of times is not the problem. The problem is your attitude and your sp perspective towards the challenge. So that's something good. Not all storms come to disrupt you. Some come to clear your path. That's awesome. So when you find yourself not seeing the results, and you feel like giving up, consider this. The last thing to grow on the tree is the fruit. Is that not good?
Amen.
Failure is success in progress. I love it. What was it? It said the master has failed more times than the student has even tried. So that's great. It's your life.
So I got to bring something up
Okay.
about the fruit.
Okay.
Okay. A single tree will not produce. It won't produce. You've got a single, let's just say, lemon tree out in the yard, and you don't have anything else out there but that lemon tree. It's not going to produce until you plant another fruit tree because they need to cross-pollinate. So remember that when you're bringing people into your life, you're cross-pollinating your ambitions, your desires, your negativity. You, when you bring that person into your life, you're bringing that cross-pollination. So be really careful what you pollinate with.
That's right.
And bring into your life.
And, you know, it's so, really sad that you can't, sometimes you outgrow your circle, you outgrow your people. And then, like I was going to say, we were talking about our little song. We were mapping out our song direction. And I said, well, I have a little children's song, and it's, you know, this little frog. And I said, you know, and it's about, you know, crabs in the bucket, frog jumping out of the bucket. And for some reason, people, they don't like it when you grow too much too fast, and then it makes them uncomfortable, or they don't understand your vibration or what you're doing or your vision. So this is good. You might not be able to change the world, but surely you can change your world. And so, you know, you're the master designer of your destiny. So, you know, I always say giving, you know, give it away to get it, give it away to keep it. And if you want to have a rich life, then enrich the lives of others, because giving is a Amen. Reciprocal action. And it's like a boomerang. It always comes back to you. And I always say, you got to keep casting your bread up on the water so it'll come back home. And by giving, you gain. And through that, should never be the ultimate goal. Giving should be a selfless act that is done without an ulterior motive. And it doesn't always mean that you give money, you know, because sometimes money, even though it's welcomed, it's not what's get needed. What's great to give is your effort and your time and your support in many, many ways. And, you know, and you're just out there trying to be the change that you want to see in the world. And you're trying to make sure that the hungry are fed and the homeless are clothed. And, you know, the churches fulfill their mission, and you know, and the sick are healed. And basically people have basic necessities of clean water and supplies and such and such. But, you know, not only does the law of reciprocity return in abundance to you, but sometimes it's in even greater amounts that are mental and physically healthy and beneficial than monetary. So, you know, be on purpose. I love my friend Michelle's, you know, her company is Inspire on Purpose. She's a book publisher. I love that. Be on purpose. Inspire on purpose. Everyone has a purpose. They have a talent and a skill set. So finding your major purpose and unlocking the key to your success and happiness will have a great impact on each other's. And, you know, you got to kind of hone in and find your desire and your passion to develop your talents so you can achieve more. And find yourself, you know, find your sense of humor. You got to laugh, and you got to grow, and you got to have fun along the way. And you know, so you can make a better impact on the world. And you may not be able to change the world, but you certainly can change your world. And here we go again.
Absolutely.
That, you know, here that goes again. Sometimes that's tightening your belt, you know, tightening your circle and setting, you know, setting strong boundaries and letting go of that pleaser fixer, letting go of those old habits. But be grateful. I always say this, attitude of gratitude. It is clinically proven that couple of things. When you're getting bogged down, when you're getting overwhelmed, movement heals and gratitude, mindset of gratitude. So it's like put your computer down, put your laptop down, put your smartphone down, get outside, get in some fresh air, get moving. And, you know, and just kind of start being in the moment and setting your intentions. And happiness is a habit. The electricity just went out. So do I still have you?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So I guess the generator kicked on. Electricity is important on LA Talk Radio. So maybe the timer just went on. The life is serious business. Living it doesn't always have to be so serious. So it just talks about, you know, having some fun and fueling your passion and a forward momentum, making the deal to get to the next deal. And, you know, I've got some corporate people around me, and they're like, always be closing. ABC, baby, always be closing. Be working to get to that paycheck so you can fund your next project. So clients climbing the ladder of success one rung at a time in upward and forward momentum. And that's having key people in your circle, never quitting or giving up, and never letting anyone outwork you. And I want to say this. You and I both come from this place. We come from a long line of workers. And, you know, hard work beats talent when talent won't work hard. And I remember I like to watch a lot of biographies. And a lot of people who comes to mind is, you know, Run DMC, their music, you know, their music. We grew up on their music. And then now they've they branched into some clothing, you know, clothing design, entrepreneurs and things. But these people, I'll never forget. He's on Shark Tank a lot, but it's like they're not afraid to work a 20-hour day. I mean, working a 15, 18-hour day is nothing. And so sometimes you got to outwork people, but you got to have a great team. And I even said this yesterday, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, assemble a great team. Because we were assembling our musicians, and as I said, they were stellar, 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 stellar. They travel with Kanye on his praise and worship team every weekend, and they do harmonies on Beyonce's team, and that's a pretty good little team over there with Jay-Z and you know, Beyonce. So never let anyone outwork you. Success is a journey, so always be thinking next level, next deal, looking at, you know, each as a necessary success that will lead into the next and the next and the next. Permission to live with your passion, being a part of something bigger than yourself. And so, you know, it's great if we can get paid and be sustainable in our passion and our gifting and our talents. And so that's what we're all working for. People work for passion or purpose. And, you know, it's great when you can have both. You can have passion in your purpose. And so you kind of want to do what comes easy for you and give yourself permission. We talked about this yesterday. Your work reward system. And some of it is like feeling like, I think about the Rocky movies when, you know, Rocky, he's training in the meat locker and he's training in the chicken house and he's like, you know, he's training, running up the steps and, you know, in the city. And then when he makes it, you know, two or three movies later, he's in the big fancy gym and he gets distracted and he's not quite the fierce fighter that he was back in the rough days. So then in the next Rocky sequel, he gets back to the grit of it. And we all like the glitz and the glam, but don't lose your strength. Don't lose your fierceness. Don't lose your fight. Be quick on your feet. And I always say, stay gritty, because when you can't carry your own luggage and you can't do for yourself, you're making yourself very weak and very vulnerable to a lot of people who will take control, who not necessarily need to be in control. So give yourself permission. And, you know, it's like, I deserve it now. Like, give yourself permission to have it and then go for it. You know, walk it out. And I say this all the time. Your miracle, that's in the timing. Miracles are when your dreams come true, and catch a wave because the miracle's in the timing. It may not be like hitting the lottery. It may be a day-to-day walking out in a grind. So don't lose focus. Work the plan. If it scares you, do it anyway. And, you know, I know you said that you're a little scared of stretching yourself and going out and doing your TV show that you're about to do with your, you know, your cafe reviews and your critics' choices. And you know, it is scary, but at the same time, it's very, very exciting and very rewarding. And give yourself permission. I know I'm rooting and cheering you on because there we go with that growth, that exponential growth, that forward momentum and moving forward. And ask yourself if you would rather do something else. And then do that, but do something. And try not to make lateral moves. Try to keep climbing the ladder. Are you waiting to find your passion, or is it already there? And is it waiting on you to give it permission to grow to its fullest potentiality? I like that. So be unstoppable. Becoming unstoppable is generated by the law of giving. That's good. So the journey of finding the magic key that creates success, sustains abundance, has been introduced to us by incredible people with fascinating stories. And when most of us think of success on such a scale, we think of people who've built big fortunes through entrepreneurship and people who've created businesses or products and achieved great success and made them who they are today. And, you know, I read a lot of Napoleon Hill, and he was studied by Ford and the Rockefellers, but it is literally true that you can have success best and quickest by helping others to succeed. So, you know, I've been
absolutely.
I've been told by a lot of my friends, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but a lot of my friends will say in life, "You're my biggest cheerleader. Oh, I knew I could call you, and I knew you'd be on my side. I knew you, you know," and I will say this about me. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. I do not carry a spirit of covetousness. I am not a control freak in that way. You know, I will cheer you on, and I will, when you're in my circle, I'm loyal to a fault. And I think a sign of a great leader, of a true leader, of a God anointed and appointed leader, is that you know, go and show the way. And we talked about this yesterday with our fabulous, fabulously crazy talented young guitar player. We talked about when you're your best and you bring your best and you set your intention for what you want and you go after it, it's like skipping rocks in a pond. It has a butterfly rippling effect. When you achieve a new personal level of greatness, it causes everyone around you to rise up. Whether
everyone elevates.
Everyone elevates. Everyone ascends because you, maybe all you did was inspire them. Maybe all you did was show them you could overcome the odds. And many days life is a numbers game. It's how many times you're going to keep getting up and getting back at it. How many doors you going to knock on? How many times you going to take that punch in the gut, that punch in the face, and just keep going back at it? Just keep going back at it.
I've got two friends right now. As a matter of fact, two posts. You know, I'm a Facebook addict. Two of my dear friends, one's in Austin, Texas, one's in Southwest Oklahoma. And my friend Michelle has been a school teacher for years and years. And she went back and got her master's degree. And mind you, she's got two kids, but one's in college. She got two stepkids. She's working full time. Her husband's a JAG attorney at Altus Air Force Base. I mean, she's got a lot on her plate.
Yep.
And she went back to school and got her master's
That's
degree.
That's awesome.
Because she wanted to do better stuff for her children.
I love
in
it.
Her classes. And she knew she needed to educate herself better to be able to serve those kids better.
I love
it. She went back and got her master's degree.
I love
My other friend in Austin has her LPN. Everyone in the entire hospital has been begging her to go back and get her bachelor's in nursing. And yesterday she started it.
Oh, hallelujah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
We had our children together. She was pregnant with her daughter when I was pregnant with Sierra. I was pregnant with Dakota. She was pregnant with her son. And we had our babies together when we lived in Austin, both working at Motorola. And she went back to school, got her nursing, has been working as a nurse for 20 years, and lo and behold, she's going to go back and get her master's
degree. That's awesome.
So when you're around people that inspire you,
Come on.
This is what I'm talking about.
Come on.
You have people in your circle that are going to elevate you, lift you up, pollinate you in a positive direction, and inspire you to do things that you didn't think you could do, but you saw somebody else do it. So, by God, if they can do something like that, then I can too.
Yeah, it's unstoppable.
And then they go and do it.
Yeah, unstoppable exponential growth. I love it. This goes along with what you're saying. There will be a point in life when it's the perfect time for you to create the perfect time to start. I love that. There will be a point in your life when you create the perfect time for you to create the perfect time to start. When knowledge and experience combine for the sole purpose of empowering others, the value is beyond comparison. And that is when you become unstoppable. I'll say it again. When knowledge and experience combine for the sole purpose of empowering others, the value is beyond comparison. And that's when you become unstoppable. And, you know, so I talk about a made up mind. Oh, how God loves a made-up mind. And when you know, I always say, praise yourself across the Red Sea into the Promised Land. You know, when you are walking in that pop, in that place of peace, I call it my pop, my place of peace, my power of the pipeline, you get in the pool, in the vortex of your divine destiny, of your anointing and your appointing, and you're going there. And you got a made-up mind that, you know, you have the promise and the provision in the promised land. And what's your next promised land? You know, what's your next goal that for the month, for the year, for the decade? So, you know, time's a-wasting. And so set milestones. Life is not filled with finish lines. It is filled with milestones. I love that. Life is not filled with finish lines. It is filled with milestones. So, you know, it's like for the decade, what did you accomplish and conquer? What ground did you gain in the last decade? And then what are your milestones in this decade? So, magic is waiting in the milestones. And you know, you're creating the magic. And have we not been creating magic in the movement of our music? And right now I'm focusing on writing movie soundtracks and, you know, and anthems, you know, anthems for music in a movement, you know, in a catch a wave movement. But I gotta take a minute and I gotta shout out to, you know, everyone that supports us, and that's Luxury Consignment on Oaklawn in Dallas, Texas. Sip to Life, my friend at Sip to Life with her entrepreneurial spirit in her bamboo straws. And let me see, who else have I forgotten this week? We have so many. Guardian Investment Group. And then I want you to just say a little bit of update on your Positively Plaster. I know you are a Facebook guru, and it is you're the social media queen. You're very good at it. So take a minute and talk about what's going on with Positively Plaster.
All right, and we're fixing to kick off our February launch. We're going to do another big giveaway from February 1st to the 14th for Valentine's Day.
Awesome.
So we're gearing up on that. We've already done a couple little videos, because each day we feature a new business and have a giveaway from that business. I was really fortunate. One of them was a carpet cleaning place, and they came and cleaned the carpets.
That's
in my
nice.
House. So woot woot, I got a free carpet cleaning, and I tipped him rather well, because I appreciated his fine work. And so we'll be featuring 14 businesses in the Rockland area, which is not too far from me. It joins my little town of Loomis. And so we're going to be kicking that off February 1st. So just getting our ducks in a row, still working on what we're going to do with the Jubon Moms and our restaurant reviews. Looking forward to that. And my kids started back to school this week, so, or yesterday. So it's pretty crazy with that, getting them going again. And it's my daughter's last semester. So
that's exciting.
I'm, you know, just trying to absorb all that.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much what's going on
at
the Staten House.
That's awesome. And so I love it. Your restaurant review is Two Blonde Moms. And of course, we have Carl's Choices. And so we, you know, this week, I can't say enough about my favorite things at Mr. C's. And if you've not been to Mr. C's, you want to go there. You want to have the vanilla cake. You want to have the yellowtail. You want to have the avocado and asparagus, no, artichoke salad. I had the spinach salad. I mean, I could just go on and on and on and on about the service and just the quality and the atmosphere. I love Mr. C's. And so that was a great place that, you know, we dined this week. And so it's going to be exciting when you get your show going, Two Blonde Moms, with your restaurant reviews, and we've got Carl's Choices. But I saw this and I thought this was so good, so I wanted to fit this in. And it was Bruce Lee that said this, and he said, you know, Bruce Lee, the master, you know, martial artist, he says, if someone destroys me emotionally, I can destroy them physically, but that would make me no different than him. So it's wiser to forgive and take it as a lesson and move on. So basically show strength and surrender. And so I love that. You know, and yesterday some of my lyrics were, you know, I incorporated lose the battle. I might have lost some battles, but today I'm here to win the war. And they were like, oh, that's good. That's good. And I was like, yeah, I've got to, you know, be careful how I say that. But, you know, I'm all about show strength and surrender and, you know, lose the battle to win the war. But most of all, never, 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 never give up on your dreams. Write them down. Focus. Get your 2020 vision. Get your 2020 goals. And always know to get up, get moving, catch a wave, because the miracle's in the timing. Kim, thank you. And I hope to have you next week. And everybody have a great week. And God bless.
Amen.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfin' Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.